The Ebola virus impaired the blood's ability to coagulate, resulting in unstoppable hemorrhaging. The hantavirus triggered the lungs to fail. A whole host of viruses known as oncoviruses caused cancer. And the HIV virus attacked the immune system, causing the disease AIDS. It was no secret in the medical community that, had the HIV virus gone airborne, it could have been an extinction event.
So what the hell does Zobrist's virus do?
Whatever it did, the effects clearly took time to reveal themselves, and nearby hospitals had reported no cases of patients showing symptoms that were out of the ordinary. Impatient for answers, Sinsky moved toward the lab. She saw Bruder standing near the stairwell, having found a faint signal for his cell phone. He was speaking to someone in hushed tones. She hurried over, arriving just as he was finishing his call.
Okay. Understood, Bruder said,
the look on his face expressing an emotion between disbelief and terror.
And once again, I cannot stress strongly enough the confidentiality of this information. Your eyes only at this point. Call me when you know more. Thanks.
He hung up.
What's going on? Sinsky demanded.
Bruder blew out a slow breath.
I just spoke to an old friend of mine who is a top virologist at the CDC in Atlanta.
Sinsky bristled.
You alerted the CDC without my authorization?
I made a judgment call, he replied. My contact will be discreet, and we're going to need far better data than we can get from this makeshift lab.
Sinsky glanced over at the handful of SRS agents who were taking water samples and huddling over portable electronics.
He's right.
My CDC contact, Bruder continued, is standing in a fully equipped microbiology lab and has already confirmed the existence of an extremely contagious and never-before-seen viral pathogen.
Hold on, Sinsky interjected. How did you get him a sample so fast?
I didn't, Bruder said tautly. He tested his own blood.
Sinsky needed only a moment for the meaning to register.
It's already gone global.